from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation. We did a documentary all about cosplaying across America from Maine to Seattle to Hawaii to Puerto Rico. We've won 3 awards. We're practically compass to the cosplay community, as well as we interviewed the guy who coined the phrase cosplay from the 80s, Tokunishi Takahashi.
They said the perfect cut doesn't exist. I would argue that that right there is the perfect audio of all time. That is my guy, Joshua Adams.
Is that a one-on-one?
That was a one-on-one exclusive interview. Only the Dork Podcast had that at Boston Comic Con several years ago.
Yeah.
Still the greatest thing I've ever done.
What?
The guy is an absolute tour de force.
It's on your reel.
Yeah.
You're going to have problems, just like everything else. But stay positive and stay strong.
Good advice.
You know what? That's not bad.
Also a crazy laugh.
What? Let me hear it again.
Even though we live in Massachusetts and it's kind of a Puritan town.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Yeah.
It's not bad. All right, it's time for the madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We go to the state of Virginia for this story.
Commonwealth.
Not a lot of Virginia stores. Is it a Commonwealth?
Oh, yeah.
Commonwealth. The great state of Virginia. Also a PSA, I think, for some listeners out here as well.
Okay. Check this one out. A lot of talk lately about the safe storage of guns, but an incident in Chesterfield is a prime example of what not to do.
All right, so it's hard to understand the guy. It sounds like he has stuff in his mouth. I don't know if he just had lunch or dinner or whatever it is, but he's talking about the safe storage of guns. So we're not here to talk about pro-gun, anti-gun. We're just talking about the safe storage of guns. If you already have guns... You need to store them safely.
This is what Jack Jones ran into.
Yes. Don't bring them to the airport. Here's one thing.
Yeah, don't bring them loose in a duffel bag. Like, make sure they're packed properly.
Stuff them in a bag. Yeah, go to Logan. Yeah. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but I am going to tell you not to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have problems.
Let's not do that.
It's like when you French fry when you're supposed to pizza when you're skiing. You're going to have problems. So this is about the storage of guns. Let's say you have a whole bunch of guns. Maybe you have a rack. Maybe you put them on a rack.
Yep.
Maybe you have, like, a safe.
Yeah.
Put them in the safe. You don't tell the kids the safe code.
Probably the best place for them, yeah.
A gun safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this one out. A lot of talk lately about the safe storage of guns, but an incident in Chesterfield is a prime example of what not to do.
Got it. So, Jones, this is what not to do with
so
your guns.
This is not encouraging me on where to store them. This is where not to store them.
Specifically not to store them. So it's more of like a longer list, perhaps, of where not to put the guns.
Okay.
Firefighters got a call to put...
I'm having a hard time with the guy's voice. Now, he might have a hard time with mine, but isn't it... It's...
Firefighters got...
He really kind of lays into it.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that going on.
He said... It's like he skipped the F in fire.
Firefighters.
Firefighters.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It's a wrong emphasis in the syllable.
Harvard.
Firefighters got a call to put out a fire at a home last night, and the homeowner was saying that the oven had exploded.
Oh, boy.
The oven.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, I think you might. At this point, we're talking about safe storage,
okay.
Firefighters,
yeah,
and an oven.
Firefighters opened the oven door, and lo and behold, there was a gun inside.
All right, so.
Oh, just one.
Just a gun.
I had put all of his guns in there. Just
in the
one.
Oven.
Yeah. Maybe.
Why the gun was there, still not clear, but someone put the gun in there and forgot about it and turned on the oven. The gun got too hot and 5 rounds went off.
Wow. You heat up a gun. Anytime you put a gun in there, I don't know, was it 425? 375, maybe he's making some chicken patties.
Yeah.
Frozen chicken patties.
You preheat it.
You gotta preheat it.
You gotta make sure you preheat,
preheat it. You walk around. Yeah. It take a while, yeah. Right? You're trying to get that sucker up to 400. It might take a little while.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, I forgot I put my handgun in the oven.
Oh, man.
I put it in the oven. It's like, God, the oven's exploding. You didn't think?
Five rounds.
You know, loaded.
How's that going? Those spaced out at all, or is that just.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just shooting up his whole kitchen.
Pops them off real quick, I would think.
Firefighters got.
Firefighters, yeah.
Firefighters.
But yeah, so don't stick
there's
guns.
A firearm.
I'm not like a big gun guy, but I would feel like maybe common sense, but maybe perhaps it's not common sense.
Well,
don't put it in your oven.
I'd like to hear the backstory on this because maybe it's like your wife nags you about the gun.
Classic wife.
It's just like, oh, you got your gun at the dinner table again. She comes home from work. You're like, oh, she's where am I going to hide this thing?
Good
she's
point.
Home.
Yep.
I don't want to put it on my person.
No.
She might hug me.
But
she
if
probably loves me.
Well,
where do I hide this thing? I'm in a hurry. Oven.
Well,
and the next thing you know, she's just walking around the house. She's starting dinner.
Right.
You don't want to tell her about that. Oh, honey, you're preheating the oven.
Kind of a terrible place to hide it, though. Like, if you're Harrison Butker, shouldn't your wife know exactly what's in the oven?
That's a good point.
So maybe...
That's a good point.
Kind of the worst place to put the gun.
Where is she going to look?
Yep. Probably just the oven. She should know what's going on
Mommy's
there.
Mommy's favorite place in the house. That's a good point.
Harrison would say.
But it's like, oh, boy, you're sitting there, and you're like, what do I want to do? Do I want to start another fight?
No.
She's preheating the oven.
Yep.
Oh, nag. Or do I just take a risk that maybe a gun goes off in there?
Or maybe can we cook the pizza next to the gun?
Yeah.
And maybe just have a hot gun?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think necessarily that a hot gun would then just fire around.
Well... PSA, this is just in case anybody else didn't think that.
No, true.
Firefighters opened the oven door, and lo and behold, there was a gun inside.
Lo and behold.
Why the gun was there, still not clear, but someone...
Let's get to the bottom of that.
TBD, yeah, I'd like to get to the bottom of that. Where's the investigative journalist on this? Yeah.
Why was the gun in there? He's like, I don't know.
I think I'm onto something.
Forgot.
Somebody's getting chastised about their gun... Just constantly carrying around the gun. Why do you got the gun?
Holding the gun, spinning under your finger at the table.
Cleaning your gun.
Yep.
Always cleaning the gun. Somebody's just getting yelled at about that, and they wanted to avoid it, so they hid it somewhere.
Would you put it in the fridge? Would it be better off in the fridge? Or would you not be able to shoot it? Would it get too cold? I'm pretty naive when it comes to this stuff.
Gun's cold. Don't know.
Cold gun?
I don't think it'd be firing off.
No.
I don't think.
Freezer gun? Put the gun in the freezer?
Yeah.
Put the gun under your pillow, see if the gun fairy comes. Can you see anything? Maybe at night? A little gun fairy?
Gun fairy took my gun, but I got $20. I bet that's a loss. That's a big time loss, I'd imagine, on that.
Unless you found the gun.
Yeah.
Check this one out. A lot of talk lately about the safe storage of guns.
There is. They won't stop talking about it. It's the lead every night here.
But an incident in Chesterfield is a prime example of what not to do.
That's right. Don't do it.
Can't go anywhere without the discussion about
it. If you take one thing away from the show today, let it be don't put your gun in the oven.
Please don't.
And then preheat, whether you make it maybe like a spinach artichoke dip. I don't know what you were doing in the oven, but hard to say.
What's the proper temp?
What's the last thing you made in the oven?
Me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 1,000%. No questions asked. Pizza.
Oh, pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say pizza. Chicken patties. I'm telling you, I got chicken patties on the brain.
So much.
I love chicken patties. You don't like chicken patties?
No, I like chicken patties.
I love chicken patties.
I'm not a make a chicken patty, chicken nug, dino nugs.
Dino nugs. Hang on. We did nuggets the other night.
No, I'm not big on making them in the oven. Lucas, they're in the microwave. I'll make it in a minute.
Throw some fries in there.
20 minutes.
Fries in the oven.
Maybe.
Yeah, you can do that. Kids go wild for it. Yeah. You don't have to get them in all the grease and stuff. It still tastes good.
I would prefer them out of the oven, but I don't think my kid even knows the difference. Microwave. You get dino nugs out of the microwave, not out of the oven.
Firefighters open the oven door.
I'm taking 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes to make dino nugs? Yeah. No thanks. No.
There was a gun inside.
Yeah. Lucas, here's your dino. Oh, my God.
I went to the proctologist yesterday, took an x-ray, and you know what?
There was a gun inside.
Okay.
Million to one, Doc.
Rich, we got to have a conversation about this because you're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
There was a gun inside.
I guess there could be worse places to hide your gun, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Trying to get through security.
Richard Lewis's nurse on Curb Your Enthusiasm with the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of storage.
There was a gun inside.
All right, there you go. There's the madness today. A little PSA. Be safe with your guns, please.
Yeah.
And let us know what you guys made in the oven recently.
Bang chicken, am I right?
Bang bang chicken.
Thank you, Billy. Bang bang chicken.
All right, so that's a PSA.
Put the gun in there and forgot about it and turned on the oven. The gun got too hot and 5 rounds went off.
Yeah, we're not telling you. You want guns? Keep your guns. That's fine. Maybe not in the oven.
Right.
That's it. That's all we ask. That's really. I think we can reach across the aisle on that one.
I think so. I would hope so.
So there you go. That's Kiefer Madness each and every week at this time. Always stay on the alert for an emergency madness.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Matt and I will seek you out.
Uh-huh.
It absolutely will.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.